Now this is Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right in the beginning of the visit with Buster this middle of this Friday afternoon, beautiful Friday afternoon, the 18th of September 1970, the 18th of September 1970, the beginning of Channel 2 Right. The beginning of Channel 2 Right and the beginning of this visit was Buster this middle of the Friday afternoon, the 18th of September 1970, a beautiful Friday afternoon, a beautiful September afternoon. Beginning of a visit with Buster, Channel 2 Right, the beginning of Channel 2 Right, and the beginning with a visit with Buster this Friday afternoon, the 18th of September, 1970. Channel 2 Right, Friday afternoon, the 18th of September, 1970. Channel 2 Right, the beginning of the talk with Buster this Friday afternoon, the 18th of September, 1970.
Can't drink nothing today.
Can't drink any tea?
No, I tell you what. I drink two. Not one now. But two RC, the bottle of them, half quarts. Man, I was thirsty. And then on top of that, I had some watermelon before I left. Now, wasn't that something?
Sure is.
I had a half a watermelon left from yesterday. So I just cut me off half of that. And, so I got fixed up right. So I don't need nothing the whole afternoon hardly.
That reminds me, there's a watermelon out there under that house trailer.
It is.
I just hope it's not.
I got.
Got too ripe.
Yeah. I got this one here from the market up there. He comes from Alabama. They had some from North Carolina and they had some from Alabama. And those from North Carolina, they just wasn't any good.
Oh.
He got some bum melons there. He should have cut some of them things. Now, those are coming from Alabama. They cut some of them the other day and checked them. And they were good, too.
Let me tell you.
They were good. I mean,
I'm surprised at you.
What was that?
Not checking your motor out there. Let me tell you.
Well, there's no need to. You know what happened? You know that boy put in an extra screw because one was out?
Yeah.
And that thing was just long enough to just touch that fan.
And
well, I started to crank that thing up before I left. I started to one time.
Yeah.
And something said, nope, if the fan's that far from that radiator, that's one good thing about it. It's way off. And I said, and I turned the fan over my hand, you know,
yeah.
And it wasn't hitting nothing.
Yeah.
But when it got over fast, it had a tendency to want to kind of hit it. When you turned over your finger, you couldn't even tell it. I turned the thing and couldn't tell nothing about it. But after I turned, I got thinking, I said, that's the only thing it could be. So I went around there to the other side and looked there, and sure enough, that screw he put in there, a new one.
Yeah.
If it had turned it out the other way, it would have never done that. But it didn't look like it was in there far enough. So I just took the thing out and turned it around the other way.
Never tell you, Buster. It'll probably come out here. I haven't had any. All my machines broke. All I do is take this thing and it ain't in the count. The fella come out here, 2 weeks ago, he's gonna get married the 5th of September, whenever that was. He came out here the 3rd, and he had been working on some a machine for me to use. Well, he'd had it up there 6 months.
Television?
No, the tape.
Did you fix it up for me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't drink anything.
Tape recorder.
I didn't put any sugar
in. I haven't been able to tape anything 6 months.
It ain't gonna hurt me. A little more won't kill me with it.
Yeah.
I like tea.
And let me tell you what he did.
I get better do the cold drink. Go ahead.
You like that?
Yeah, I like tea. Better do cold drink.
You want some lemon?
I'll give you some.
I'll give you some.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
I don't like cold drinks anymore.
Well, them kids like them so well. We buy so many of them. You know, if you ever catch them up there on sale, you can buy them. They're dirt cheap at them supermarkets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, we bought, what was on those things? 87 cents, I believe it was, for a whole carton. They half quarts.
Oh, yeah.
Good night. Yeah, in a store, they cost you, good night, 15 cents a piece.
Yeah.
I bet we was.
He
don't know what.
A crate. You said a crate.
No, I said a carton.
Carton.
No, a crate, but a crate, let's see.
They don't sell crates anymore.
Well, they had those same 57 cents up there for a carton, I believe it was.
That'd be six.
Six, yeah. And I think there was eight.
Yeah.
For, I believe, 87 cents. Something other like that. It wasn't much. But I know that we was at 15 cents straight, and they don't know what giving you a cut is over there. Let's just cut your pocketbook when you start out.
Prince Weaver?
Yeah.
Oh, he really charges you the full price.
He does. Now, I mean, ain't no reduction on it. I don't care if he gets somebody give it to him, he'd charge you full price.
Yeah.
He figured that way to make a living, I guess.
Well, you know, the way I figure, I just take it out in telephone calls.
That's one way to do it.
I like that a whole lot better than I do water. I mean, soda pop. And
See,
I never get root beer anymore. Where did you get that? You told me yesterday you and Charles had stopped.
We stopped down at Atkins and got it. Down at Atkins. I stopped by there and I said, Charles, go in and get us a Pepsi Cola. He said, I'm going to get me a root beer. Those canned root beers are good.
Yeah.
And you can get them in them stores. In those supermarkets, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get them root beers in there. And put them in the refrigerator. They're good.
I thought you said you had got it on the tap.
Mm-mm. No, not that yesterday. We got that in the can. No, I said that we used to get it on tap up there on 13th Street.
Yeah.
That A&W. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
They had them mugs, you know, that they put down there and frost them up.
Yeah.
They had them there. Great big old mugs.
Yeah.
And down at Top 10, they got tap beer that way now.
No.
Yeah. I stop by there once in a while and get me one. I don't care too much about beer, but I like it because it's cold. You can go down there and they put them glasses down in the water and wash them.
Yeah.
Then they put it down in some clean water and then they set it inside of a freezer.
Yeah.
And that water, I mean, that whole old big glass with a mug on it, you know, is already
wet.
And when they get that thing out of there,
that's cold.
It's cold. Then they reach over and draw you one of them old beers. They ain't going to make you drunk because there ain't enough alcohol in it.
Well, that is it.
Ain't about 3.2.
You know the trouble with drinking beer? I don't know whoever invented that.
Germans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what it does? It's refreshing.
Yeah.
And it just makes you feel comfortable. And I don't think it's the intoxication, and it's not that it makes you fat, you know, beer itself. It just makes you comfortable.
Well, it makes you, if you drink a whole lot before you eat a meal, it makes you... It's appetizing, you know.
Yes, but it don't affect you like alcohol.
No. Now, a lot of time on in that late in the afternoon, especially this hot weather,
yeah. You
can go down there and get you one. I mean, sure goes down there once in a while and get us one on Saturday, you know.
Yeah.
Just get one. I don't want two, I'll tell you why. If you take two, they'll take that same glass and give it to you, and then it's not cold anymore.
Oh.
That's what I told old Shug the other day. He said, you want another? I said, nope. So he said, I thought you'd come down here to get two. He said, you bought one, I said, I'd go buy one. I said, no, that second time you go around, they always take that glass there and put the second one right back in. I said, then I don't enjoy that. It's still cold, but it ain't near as cold as it would be if it had that frost on that glass. You know,
Well, if you had the foresight and just hide it, you see, and say...
Yeah, but you can't do that. You're looking right at it. Now, she just take that glass and put it down there and get me another, and I'd drink them there.
She just lost the sale.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Down at Top 10. Between the laundry and the Top 10.
Yeah.
Where Morrison was.
You mean they've got beer on tap?
Yeah, man. They got the Mold Mill Walk In, Budweiser. You know, that's one of the kind of beer that's any good on tap.
Yeah.
That in a can, that ain't no good.
I'm sorry to hear that.
What?
You know, I haven't had any beer in over 20 years.
I don't drink much of that. Well, once in a while, then sometimes, in the wintertime I don't, but then sometimes I'd love to stop by there and grab me one.
It's good weather all summer. Someday, you see, generally I can pass it up, but someday I'll be tempted and I'll go in there and take one. And you know how long it takes some people to form a habit? Just one time.
It don't nothing make a habit in me.
Oh, really?
No, sir. I can drink it, leave it alone.
Yeah.
I smoke, and you ain't never seen me smoke in my life.
Do you, Bill?
I do.
I never saw you with a...
I smoke at night. Maybe I smoke a cigar. I come out here smoking an old cigar that I lit last night and smoked about half of it and put it out and stuck my mouth smoking. I don't like smoking during the daytime, but at night I don't mind smoking. I like smoking at night when I'm watching television.
Yeah.
You know? But I never do smoke during the daytime at all because there's something about the atmosphere that just don't agree with me in the daytime.
Yeah, I smoke all night. But it's the stupidest habit. It is the stupidest habit. You just stand there and puff in like
a smoke. Well, don't get in the habit. Don't get in the habit. I ain't got no habit.
Because
I don't even have to touch them. I take one pack of cigarettes, it'll last me 3 or 4 weeks. I threw an old pack that day, and my wife said, good gosh, them things all dried out. Why don't you throw them away? Well, they was, too. They was dried out.
They'll do that.
I don't smoke much, you know.
You wear them out.
But I enjoy them because if I smoke like my brother, I would enjoy them at all.
Oh, does he smoke?
Good gosh, he smokes enough both of us. Right? I don't smoke much.
Oh.
Yeah.
He had one, he chain smoking. He smoked that thing down about a half an inch and took it and lit another. Chain smoking, you know.
Yeah.
Now, if I smoked like that, I'd quit.
You know, I looked at your truck a while ago. Why, you got all sorts of plunder on that, Buster.
On the old thing across the street?
Yeah.
I got everything but the kitchen sink. I'm going after it this afternoon.
Well, you got a great big old concrete wheelbarrow.
Yeah, I'm going after nothing. Fella stopped by, asked Dean, seen them thing. He said, you want to sell no more wheelbars? And I said, well, I got another one going this afternoon. I said, take the three of them. You know Lady Glover? The little plumbing work around there? Colored fella. Used to work down in the mill. I told him, I said, I'm going after another this afternoon. I said, take the three of them, make you one good one. And he can, too.
Oh, they're not all good.
They're not all real good.
Oh, I'm on piece.
Each one of them, just one little something broke on them. Take it off a nut and put it on it, though. One of them got a flat tire. All them things belonged to a man in Jacksonville. And he stayed out there at Red Brown's, and he was, he was his brother-in-law. He's in the refrigeration business. And he had all that stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And left it out there, and that man tore that old shack down. He decided he'd clean up around there. You remember old Henry Brown?
Oh, I know. Do I know old Henry Brown?
Well, that was old Henry's place out there, you know.
Yeah.
And that boy was tearing down a little shed there, you know.
Yeah.
He just got tired of it. Well, wasn't no good to him much. So he had all that stuff stored in there. He didn't know what to do with it. And he told me, you come out there, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
There's even an old Model T light on that truck. You didn't see it because it's under the bottom.
No, I didn't.
I threw it on that first. An old Model T headlight.
Yeah.
That old stem sticks down there that far. It goes down through the old fender.
Yeah.
Yeah. First thing I've seen in, shoot, 20 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, it's got now. It's been so long, it'd be a relic, wouldn't it?
It would be if it had a glass in it. There ain't no glass in it, though. I don't know what you'd do with it if you had it.
Well, you could mount it there in your window where you could look at it every now and then.
Well, half the people come along wouldn't know what it was.
Well, you could say a Model T.
Yeah, you could put that down. Well, I don't know what a Model T is.
Oh, Buster.
There's a young bunch. They know what a Model T is. Do you know that? All these young people, you know. Now, they know what an old Model A is, a lot of them.
Oh, do they?
But an old Model T, that's...
Well, I guess that's...
Long before that time. They said, what is a Model T? I said, old Model T Ford.
Did you know old Henry Brown, you know one of his friends, one of his best friends, they were sidekicks for years?
Tuck Mac?
Yeah.
Oh, good gosh, yeah. They used to run around together all the time.
Yeah.
Yo, he used to tell me about it.
Yeah,
old Henry used to tell some bad tales about them. He used to tell me, you know, say you can't drink wildcat liquor and eat watermelons, that'll kill you. And old Henry, you know, they was tough, both of them was.
Yeah.
They'd go down them gator caves out there and get them old gators and root them out of there and catch them and everything. They wasn't scared of them.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was telling them about, one day after I told old Henry about you shouldn't be eating watermelon after drinking that liquid kid. He said, what are you talking about? Says, long time ago, says, they used to have a lot of orange trees out there at old Henry's house. Well, still have, like a few. Tucks, too. And they had a few on that lake down there. Because my mother used to have some property on that lake down there, too. And they'd drink that old liquor, you know. They used to carry a jug full all the time, them old cars, way back then. Because you couldn't go to the liquor store and buy it, and they'd make it and keep it. And he said they'd just pull an orange off a tree and cut it half in two and chase it with an orange. Then he told me they used to take watermelon and chase it. I said, oh, man, I said, that's poison. It'll kill you. He said, oh, it'll make us sick a little bit sometimes. I said, we got immune to it. But, you know, they tell me watermelon and liquor don't go together at all.
I never knew that.
Just like fish and milk, you don't go together. They'll give you a ptomaine poison and kill you. You ain't careful. Want it.
I hear.
Yeah, you eat fish. I believe that you don't cook it real done and then drink sweet milk, a whole lot of it. They tell me it'll give you poison.
I've always heard.
Yeah, I've heard that. And the same way with moonshine and watermelons.
Do you reckon Henry wouldn't talk to me because he don't know me like he does you? But I'd love to hear him talk about some of that moonshine.
He's dead now.
Henry Brown?
Yeah. When? He did die about 2 months ago.
Why, Buster?
Sure did. He had that emphysema, you know.
Oh, did he?
Man, that stuff had him.
Oh.
Yeah, it got him.
Oh, I didn't know.
Man, that emphysema will kill you. I know a lot of people that killed.
Yeah.
Uncle Mike, you remember him? Used to work down at the liquor store?
Yeah.
You got him, you know.
Yeah.
The old man. He was from Petersburg, Virginia. Because he used to go up there once in a while.
Yeah.
And, that stuff had him. He used to go to the hospital once in a while and pump his lungs out, you know, get that fluid
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to do Henry the same way.
Yeah.
I know a man in game about to kill now. Man got plenty, oh, just buku money. More money than he'll ever spend. Ain't got nobody to help him spend it.
Yeah.
His wife died the other day. One of those Herlong girls.
Oh.
Beck. You know, she married Beck.
Uh-huh.
And he's got that stuff.
Yeah.
And he has time, but he's got plenty of money, so he bought him one of the machines and carried it home. They called it a bird, you know.
Do they know what caused it?
Emphysema?
Yeah.
Well, it pours your lungs stop up, you know.
Yeah.
Smoking is a big factor in the emphysema.
Factor.
Biggest factor in the world in emphysema. And they'll tell people to quit it, and they'll get worse.
Get worse, yes.
An old woman lived across the street from me. That little log cabin over there, you know?
Yeah.
And she had that stuff, but she went to the doctor, and the doctor told her that she better quit smoking. And she quit for half a day.
Yeah.
And that afternoon, she jumped on them things, and it looked like that old TNJ locomotive we used to have making up. That way, that smoke was coming out of that cafe.
Yeah.
It's come out of the doors, and the windows, and the roof, and everywhere. Just fucking
well, that's way over there in Miller.
And she told me, she said, why, it's worse. I'm worse now than I was before. So he should have never told me. He ought to told me just smoke myself to death. So I'd have probably quit.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me to quit and said, I just crave them now, sure enough.
Mm.
Mm.
Well, Aaron got worse, you know.
Yeah? When they told him to quit?
When he realized what's wrong with him,
yeah.
He just smoked that much more.
Yeah, he got to worry in then and...
Yeah. Couldn't keep
couldn't do nothing but smoke.
Now, he didn't have enough wind to pick up a shoe heart like that towards while he over there.
Mm.
Didn't have much. You know, you can go a little time. Now, Henry's boy, Red, does he take after Henry?
No.
You ain't mean?
No. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, in a way, he's drunk he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he have...
But old Red's pretty nice old boy.
Does he have any of Henry's talk?
No.
He hadn't done much like
no,
that.
No, no. Red's done a whole lot, but he don't say nothing about it.
Oh.
He's got an army record, you know. He's got a good army record. He's wounded over there. He's got a Purple Heart.
Yeah.
And you don't never hear him even mention it.
Yeah.
And you know a Purple Heart's come by.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
He's got a good army record. Got a book there. Tells all that. Those places he went through in France and everything, you know, and he's wounded, and but like I say, he don't know sound about it.
Hmm.
Red don't talk much, you know. He ain't a big talker, but Red, he's not much of a talker.
Yeah.
Old Red, you know, shot the old television one time. Old Red, you know, was on one of them drunks, you know. But old Red gets drunk. He stayed drunk for about a month or two.
Oh.
He's one of them kind that don't never touch it until he gets to drinking, and he's drinking, he can't quit. And that old,
he had to own the bank.
Yeah, an old guy was telling on the radio today about a fella. Where was that? Some or another. He's about half drunk, sitting up there, and kind of nodded off a little bit, you know. And after a while, the old television had an elephant to come up there, you know, on the television, and started hollering and screaming and scared him. And he grabbed the old shotgun and shot through the television. And the neighbors called the law, you know, and the law wanted to see what was wrong, you know. And he told them that's what happened, so they got him for something or other, disturbing the peace or something or other. But anyway, old Red done the same thing. Old Red was in there one night, you know, he wasn't in his right mind hardly, and the camera went up close to that door, and somebody's hand was going around behind it, open the door to get in there, you know. No Red thought somebody coming in the house, and he grabbed the old shotgun. The thing was sitting right in the window, the old television was, and shot clean through that thing.
Why,
Buster? After he realized what he'd done, it kind of... He said that blue flames, blue and green and red all come out of that old television.
Well, I don't doubt it.
See, there's a gas inside that picture tube.
Yeah.
He said all kind of flames shot up. And old Jack Herron was out there, you know. And Jack thought he was shooting at him because Jack had been kind of... He liked his wife pretty well, you know. And old Jack got scared, started running, and tell me the old car was parked out there at the gate, and he didn't even stop getting that car. He went right on by the car. He digged out. Take no chances on cranking that darn old car.
And Jack's still living out at the...
Snake Pit? No, he's got him a house in town there now.
Regular.
Yeah, old Jack trying to do better. Sure.
He got over that flu.
Yeah.
He said he had that all winter.
He did. Whenever he gets it, he keeps it the whole winter.
But he sure
and I don't want to get around him when he's got it.
No.
But he'll give it to you.
Well, he sure looked like a walking
skeleton.
Corpse, huh?
Like a walking skeleton,
doesn't he? Up there. Last winter, last spring.
Yeah, he was in bad shape. Willie had that.
Don't you know, he spoke to me, just nodded to me, spoke to me, and Buck Wheat was there. And he went on out, and I said, Miss Wheat, who is that? I couldn't tell her.
Jack's about dead then.
Yes.
Willie had that new wife, and he had that sickness too, and them two together about to kill him.
And a regular job.
And trying to work too.
Yeah.
Those three things don't go together.
No.
You take flu and a new wife and a regular job.
That's a job.
You just can't. You can't cook with them three things all at one time.
Well, let me tell you, Buster, if he's got a house up there, because he's paying on it, he gonna have to work steady.
Yeah, he will.
You think he can do it?
Yeah.
Well, now that's a pretty big order.
Jack had a pretty good job here last winter and quit it. He's over there in Chiefland, you know, and he claimed it. The old people over there trying to charge him too much house rent, and he just got mad and quit going back to making over. But he's out there at the university now working.
Well, that's a better place.
He can stay out there.
Yeah, nobody breathes on you.
No, and they don't try to make you work too hard, don't try to kill you. And not only that, if he's sick a few days, he'll get some sick leave on that job he's on. He don't get no sick leave.
Oh, yes, over here, he'll get sick leave.
He'll get sick leave, and if he is sick a little while, and the old lady gets him down, and he needs to recuperate 50 days, he can lay off and do it, can't he?
Yes.
See?
Well, now, that's what those jobs are made for.
Sure.
Jack.
Yeah.
Like
well, you take Jack, he ain't no spring chicken anymore. You know, he's getting a little age on him, and he can't go out here and just work every day. There's going to be days that he's going to be kind of under the weather. Now, young man.
Well, Jack has been a pretty good sport in his time.
He has. Yes, sir.
And he's pretty good to talk to. I've talked to him a little bit because you've known him a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, old Jack's all right. He knows quite a bit, you know.
Buster, Mr. Weaver, I was over there. I moved for him a little one day. And he was, I do that every year, him and Roberts and one or two of them. And I never saw him so up in the air. And generally, he's quiet. If anything bothered him, you can't tell it. But that day you could. He was up in the air, and he was trying to get to town. And somebody was, he was expecting somebody to come in and take him down. He wanted to get in there for the welfare department. And he got to talking about this woman, don't you know, Hennessy, Ms. Hennessy. And I had no idea what it was till you were telling me yesterday. Now, he was trying to help her, do her a good turn.
He was working for her that time, yeah.
Huh?
He said he was working for her at that time. That's what he said.
Painting?
No, he was doing some kind of carpenter
work. Carpentering?
Doing some kind of carpenter work around here. He's trying to work on a room or something or other.
Yeah.
I'm exactly
and
what he's doing.
He couldn't
do
too
say.
Much at one time. And she was not impatient to get it done.
Yeah.
Like
that's what he said.
Seemed like she couldn't rent it because he wouldn't finish it.
Maybe that was it.
Or some such help.
Seemed like I did hear him say something about that. I think he told me she locked his tools up and he couldn't get them.
Oh.
Well, I think he did finally go around there and finish it up there.
Yeah.
Had to, I guess.
Yeah. But then I didn't hear that other side that she was trying to help him on that social security. He never had paid in enough.
Never had paid any, I don't think. Because he was self-employed, you know.
Yes.
And,
that's right.
I think that he probably heard somebody say something about drawing Social Security, you know. But you've got to turn in, what is it, 4 quarters?
Yeah.
And your last 4 quarters is what counts, you know.
Yeah.
And them little jobs, he never did make enough to... He never did charge nobody no Social Security.
Yeah.
See?
That's right.
I know he did a little job too for me, and he never charged me enough Social Security. Didn't take out none because he didn't charge none, you know. So but he'd have been better off if he got him a job and paid in some Social Security. He'd probably draw more money than he's getting now through welfare.
Yeah.
You can get more, because you ain't going to get too much out of welfare.
Well, if he hadn't paid in much, he's not going to get much, is he?
Get nothing at all.
Well, even so.
See, what she was trying to do, the way he explained it to me was that she was going around these different people he'd worked for recently, you know.
Yeah.
And was going to pay it.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can do that at all.
Yeah.
Pay it and then turn around and draw it.
Oh, yeah.
See, what she was trying to find out, she was calling up everybody in the whole country, you know, and wanting to know how much Mac charged him to do little old jobs, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know they ain't gonna tell you the truth about it. They'd be afraid to jeopardize him some way or another, you know. And,
Well, I thought you had to draw 400, had to make, was it $400? Or what, before you pay any Social Security?
$400, you mean a year?
Yeah.
$600,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
$600.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to make that much.
You got to make over that.
Yeah, before you even can.
Or either $1,200 if you're married, and you can have a dependent, one dependent. After in Jim Means, you know, he never did pay in Social Security either.
Yeah.
He just makes $1,200 a year, then quits.
He used to, you know, we used to sit back there at your place there. Before he had the falling out with the city of Micanopy, and then everybody in Michinopin. And I remember that's one of the things he used to say. He didn't subscribe to what the world was going on in the United States, America, the world. He wasn't going to contribute to them by paying taxes. So whenever he got up to the limit where he'd have to stop paying taxes, he quit.
Or is that what he does?
He don't even buy a tag in Lochaber County. He buys one over in Williston, over in Lever County. He's always got a 39. You always look at that tag.
Yeah.
And he fell out with even the whole county.
Yeah.
Not only the town, but the whole county.
Well, you know what, Buster? Once a fella starts falling out, he'll do that. It'll sort of accumulate on him.
It'll gradually spread. You're like a disease. It will.
Yeah.
You'll get to hating one person or one thing, and that pile will get bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Sure it will.
Now, I had a hard time getting through this inspection station up here. So I figured next time I'd just go down to Williston or to...
In Larkin?
Somewhere, yeah.
That's right, too.
Yes.
I had a hard time myself. That old pickup cost me... Why, last year I spent $70 trying to get through that inspection station. Well, I had to work the front end over, and why this year to give me a hard time. Anything got a little age on it, they want to see just how rough it can be. I went up there and it didn't have no brake lights. Well, everything was working perfect, so I thought. He said, "You ain't got no brake lights on this thing." So I went back there, you know, and looked. Sure enough, it didn't. Well, it's got one of them old mean brake light switches put on, you know, and I told the thing down. It's one of those kind goes up under the foot pedal, up under the frame. And all those bolts and nuts were rusted under there like they never got them out. I had to cut them out of the chisel. Finally got them out and put a switch on it. It still wouldn't work. Then I come to find out the old tail light itself was bad. Put bulbs in it and everything, still wouldn't work. So I just put another one that I had. And then I went up there and it said the headlights was off. Didn't tell me that the first time.
Oh, that's it.
See? Then I said, well, what in the world's wrong with them? He said the candle power is low. Well, sometimes the candle power does get low. Well, I got new up there and bought two brand new sealed beams, you know. That's the whole thing complete, you know, element complete. Put that in there and went out there. And he said, well, your candle power's up, and says, now the aiming's off. I said, I ain't even messed with the aiming. I ain't even touched it. He said, well, it's off. So he marked it down there, what it was, and I cut up at a white electric. They messed with it a little bit and went back out there and said it still wasn't right. Went back and let them mess with it some more and went back and still wasn't right. And this old boy says, well, he says, the station got kind of tired of me coming back, you know. He said, kind of felt sorry for me. He said, man, you can wear out your truck coming out. I said, I know it. He said, well, this here chart says this here's off. I think he said 1 degree, and this is off 2 degrees. And he says, you know which way to turn them things, don't you? And I said, no, I hadn't paid no attention. He says, off to 1 degree over here, so you turn that thing about 3 turns to your right. He said, bring that thing around here outside the building. I'll help you with it. So I just went on through and come back around. He did. He helped me with it. And he checked it himself. Well, a man can't turn his own work down. But he passed it, see?
Wow, but look what you had to do.
Well, I went up there, four times.
And here you are, mechanic.
Yeah, and I looked at them lights at night when I went out of the road, and it did look a bit different to me. Wasn't no brighter than it was before. No, it wasn't no brighter.
You know, I didn't realize that's the only one this county. People got to come from High Springs and down at, well, this is the county line. And Archer's in this county.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a long way as people got to come. And then when they got to make the same number of trips you make.
Yeah.
I haven't hardly seen anybody that have just marched through there.
Once in a while. Now, I carried Beatty Rogers' old station wagon down there. They went right on through there.
Oh.
The last time it didn't, cost him about $100 last year. Then it turned out the brakes on that thing. He had to put a master cylinder on it. turned out all the lights, had to put all the light wires in that thing and everything. Don't you remember I told you I kept the Chevrolet place there? Charged me $28 just to work on them lights. $28. Didn't take them long. Put in a front element down the bottom on the flasher system. And went back to back and tightened up the old bump and done put in some wires back there. $28. Worked on them brakes a little bit. He says, well, he didn't say. I started out of that thing and stepped on the brakes and went to the bottom. Cost $45 to get that thing out. I couldn't drive it home, you know. $45 to fix the brakes. Boy, them people in Gainesville, I'm telling you, they'll rob you. $45 just to fix the brakes. And they don't think nothing about anywhere from $45 to $100. What took me, they put a piece in the paper what they're going to do a job for, and then you go up there and just dip it all together.
Mm-hmm.
I need some tires, you know, and I looked in the paper this morning, it said $21.90. It ain't got no tax on there at all.
Oh.
See, whenever you go up there, they're going to put federal excise tax on there, and then they're going to put state tax on there. And if you pay all that, it's going to run that thing up to, say, about $27 before you get through with it. But they don't put it in the paper that. They just put a $21 and make it down small. Like a lot of people tell me, so, oh, I can buy them tires for, like a man told me that, he said, I can buy them rims for $5. I said, where can you buy a rim for $5? She said, I can get them wholesale. I said, that don't make no difference. I said, they ain't going to give you much off on a rim. Now, them rims cost you, what does them things cost? Well, I bet you a rim cost you every bit of $17, $18. You know they do. Well, you take a truck rim, cost you $26. If it's just a little bit heavy, you know, one of them old lock rims, you know? Or maybe more. But see, then he turned around and says, old George Wilson, you know, he's behind me, you know him? Trying to make me think it didn't cost nothing. Then he turned right around and said, well, if it cost too much, I'd go to a junkyard and buy one. I said, I thought you knew how much it cost. You were just saying a while ago you could buy one for $5 for them little small cars, you know?
Yeah.
You still can't do it for a small car.
Yeah.
Well, you take a new wheel, see, he's trying to get some 14s to take the place of a 13. Just like on that cross that you got out there. Well, one of those wheels would cost you, I'd say about $22. That's a heavy wheel.
Just a wheel.
Yeah, them wheels, the rims, you know.
Yeah, rims.
Because them rims is heavy and there's a lot of steel there. Just like a set of points. I was looking at a set for an old Ford the other day. Old model, old, what was that? 63.
Mm-hmm.
And them little points ain't that long, about that wide. Well, them things is $4 a piece for them points. Little things, you know. But that's what it takes to make that car go. And
well,
I'll
tell you one thing. I got cured of going to the junkyard a long time ago. If you go up to that junkyard on South Main once.
Long time ago, they'd ruin you, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Well, one day I went there to buy a shaft on an old truck I had. And $5 more, I could have put with it and bought a brand new one.
Yeah.
See?
And knowing what you was getting.
And knowing what I was getting. $5 more. A new shaft on that thing was $20, and he wanted $15 for that one.
Why, Buster?
Mm-hmm. That was old Jack Zimmerman, that old Jew that was up there, you know.
They just got no, they just don't mind.
No sympathy at all.
The markup on all those things, I don't know. You know, you expect a markup. But a lot of things, they've got so much, I don't understand it. Now, a battery, there's nothing about a battery to decompose. And you don't have to stock them anyhow, especially if you're in town. And if you want a battery, you see, you can pick one up when you go in there. Or they'll bring it to you. Now, why they should have such a markup on them, that's the sort of thing I don't understand. When you got nothing tied up, you don't stand to lose a cent. You could not lose on a battery.
No, because they got the company itself that makes them guarantees them.
Yes.
In other words, they sell one, and the longer that somebody keeps them, the less money they're going to have to pay out.
Yes.
In other words, they charge you so much a month, you know, for rent on a battery.
That's right.
If it goes dead, you know. Say, I know I had one time, and what did that thing do? It went down, and I'd have had to pay them $11.45, I believe it was.
Yeah.
They were charging me 90, I believe it was 99 cents a month from the time I bought that battery until it went dead,
yeah,
for the rent on it. Well, it was cheap at that. Because
yeah.
I went to Sears Roebuck to buy one, and Sears Roebuck wanted, I think, $20 for one. So I might as well pay the $11.45 and get a new one to go pay $20 for one.
Yeah.
Wasn't that right? So I went ahead and took it.
Yeah.
I started not to begin with, because I thought that was kind of an enormous price, you know. And, but after I seen that, I was going to have to buy a new one. I told them I could buy a new one over at Sears. You know, a lot of times at Sears, you got to watch what you're buying over there.
Oh, man.
Boy, you'll get stuck so bad it ain't even funny. Now, you get an old cheap battery over there, and it won't keep that car up either.
You just get something that ain't worth bringing home.
You can't put an old cheap battery in that car you got out there, that Oldsmobile, either.
There's just too much on it.
Too much on it.
Too much.
Why, after a while, it'll be dead. Or it'll just ruin your generator.
Yeah.
And your regulator and everything else, trying to keep it up, see?
Yeah.
If you got an old cheap battery.
I wouldn't know a cheap one from a good one, I guess.
Well,
except for the price.
The price is what it tells.
Let me tell you.
They don't
try
to give
me
a big price.
I've been trying to buy a fan. We don't air condition things like that, but a lot of people out here at night, you know, you need a fan. Sears had the best collection of fans that I saw. These that sat on the floor, winter fans, or floor fans, whatever you call them. And there was one that cost around $40, and it had a thermostat in it, and it's three speeds and go both directions. I didn't care about that, but it was just lightweight, and the low speed was you couldn't hardly hear it. But now that's the point. I bought one and brought it out here, and it had a whine in the motor. Now that big fan there, you can hear the wind switch, but you can't hear the motor. And that
That's not in the window, is it?
No.
Is there a door behind it?
Not behind it.
It pays to put a fan in a window.
Yeah, I know it does.
Now you take that thing, it's just right where it's sitting, it's just circulating air in that
That's
room.
That's right. That's right.
I put mine in the window.
Yeah.
Raise my window up, you know?
Yeah.
And put it in the window. And it's drawing all that air from the outside,
That's
you know.
Right.
Because it won't do a thing well, just circulate that hot air.
That's right. That's right. Well, now look, Buster, that's a good fan and all, but the motor made a noise, and you could hear it clear across the house. And it wasn't what you'd call a noise, it was a sort of a whine. And I went back in 3 or 4 days, first time I had a chance, and listened to another one up there. And you know, up there in the store, you've got so much general noise, you don't realize it, that you can't hear things like that. But I put my ear down to it, and I could tell it. And you could have told it too. Now you buy a cheap fan, take it home, and it rattles. That's a rattle. That's a different thing. But this was in the motor. And I didn't understand that. And you see, you can't ask them up there. They don't know. Or if they knew, they wouldn't take time to tell you about this.
No, you get a fine or something like that, it's a good item not to buy it. Might be buying something you can't use.
That's right. A brand new fan. Say, where's the checkbook?
You know what I'm going to do? Old Red, that stuff on that truck?
Yeah.
Now, he gave me a fan the other day. You talking about a fan that'll throw some air?
Yeah.
Now, he gave me one that'll put out some air.
Yeah.
And that old boy that had all that junk out there, his brother-in-law, that he'll never use it because it kind of got obsolete. And he's got it built in a old crate, about like that television there.
Yeah.
in a wooden frame.
Yeah.
And that thing, it's got a motor in it, and it's got an old obsolete looking blade on it. And he told me about how that thing would throw air, and I laughed at him. I said, them blades ain't gonna throw no fan red. He said, the heck they won't. I says, look how thin they are. Now you take that fan you got in there, it's got big, them blades that wide. These blades are no wider than this.
Yeah.
I said, that thing ain't gonna throw nowhere. He said, I'm gonna hook it up and show you. And we drug that thing over at the little pump house where he washes clothes. And I've never seen anything in my life as much as that thing does. And you can't hardly hear it, the motor at all. So I'm gonna take that thing out, and I got an old television case up there. It's no good. And I'm just gonna cut the end of it out and set that thing inside of it. Or either get me some boards and just rebuild it like it is. I can do that. But an old television case would look the best. But I'd have to put some rubber between the motor and the case. Build that thing would be have so much vibration, you know, you couldn't please yourself think.
Oh, no, I've got one. I'll go get it. Who are them people? There's a mystery was store when I was out there. That lady.
In that red truck?
Yes.
Well, that's the fish people.
Who's the fish people?
That's with Bill and Viola Richburg from Cedar Key. They got fish in that truck out there.
Oh.
Good fish, too. Yeah, man, we buy some.
Oh, I didn't know some. I didn't know that.
Man, they got
when
butter.
When do they come, Buster?
They come every Friday.
Every Friday?
Mm-hmm. They sell a lot of fish around here. Now, they go down to that mill at 5 o'clock when that mill knocks on.
Yeah.
Man, they'll sell up some fish. Then they go down to Boardman, down in Nickel Quarters, you know?
Yeah.
And they sell a lot of fish down in there. McIntosh.
Yeah.
And they got red snapper. Most of them they own.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. And oysters. Now let's see, they don't have any oysters. Let's see. June, July, August, September. This is September. It's got an R in this month, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they got oysters now then. See, the only time they sell oysters is a month that has R in it.
Oh.
You take June, July, and August, they can't sell them. May, June, July, and August.
Mm-hmm.
Before May is what? April. Well, it's got an R, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
But see, during the months, like May, June, July, and August, that's the breeding season.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
On oysters, and those things will have a milky taste to them.
Yeah.
And they make you sick, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Too rich. But, September on to March, they're April.
Well,
are
the trouble, well, that's nice, but the trouble with buying from these people is you don't know when to catch them.
Catch them every Friday, right there. Yeah, they come there every, and they always down at that mill at 5 o'clock.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're pretty
see, they know them people down there.
They know, yeah.
They're going to buy them fish, you know, because them people like
mm-hmm.
them
mm-hmm.
every Friday. Then they got fish row.
Mm-hmm.
Red fish roe and white fish roe.
Do
I like the red.
Something?
Yeah, I like the red myself. That red fish roe.
I like mullet.
Heck yeah, I do too.
I'll take this plain on mullet.
He used to sell, now he sells thrasher a lot of mullet.
Well, now we
but
have
thrasher
bought.
Wants them on big mullet.
Yeah, we have bought mullet from thrasher.
Well, he's the one that furnishes them with mullet.
I just want to be sure the fish has been well refrigerated.
Oh, yeah. You can depend on him.
Is that right?
They got a big business down there in Cedar Key, him and his brother.
Is that right?
Yeah, them old Weaver boys went down there and bought two big old turtles last Saturday, that big around. Sea
oh,
turtles.
Is that right?
Yeah, they paid $8 a piece of them things.
And cooked them?
No, they cut them up in the meat and put them in the refrigerator and deep freeze.
Oh.
Man, he'll have turtle steaks for the next month or two. I noticed up there that, what's the name of that fish where the old boat is inside of Gainesville?
A Lobster Cove.
Yeah, they had steaks there last week.
Turtle steak?
$2.65.
Yeah.
A plate, you notice that?
Yeah.
And man, they had enough meat there for less than, well, no wonder probably, with all that meat.
Two great big old sea turtles.
Yeah, they weighed 150 pounds apiece.
Gosh, that's good.
Does he sells to Mr. Tyson too?
Yeah. Then his brother's got a business down there, you know. Well, he's got a business too down there.
Huh.
Old man Richard. Yeah.
Well, she was right jolly, you know.
Oh, yeah. They're just as nice as they can be, both of them. They are.
She was saying, I said to her, I had this knife in my hand. And I said to her, you know, I just talking. And, or she talked me first. She kidded me about sitting down in front of the fan. And I said, you know, a knife like this, some of these are good, and some of them you can't put an edge on. You just can't put an edge on.
No.
And she said, she's the one that said it. She says, if they haven't got an edge on them when you buy them,
they're no good.
You can't put an edge on them.
That's right, too.
So I said, well, Ms. Weaver, do you handle these? She says, I handled one. She says, I just got one left. So I looked at it.
That's an old Barlow, isn't it?
Yeah.
That ain't near the knife they used to be.
Oh, no. But now this got a little edge to it, Buster.
A little edge. Yeah.
And then the little blade has got a better edge to it than that.
Hmm.
You check the little blade.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll tell you another thing. You take a lot of these knives you buy, it breaks your fingernail opening up the blade.
Okay.
You got to have a screwdriver to get the blade loose.
What's that tested for?
Blow your breath on it and see how fast it clears up on that.
Yeah.
Oh.
To tell how much metal it's got in it.
Yeah. I don't have any.
Yeah. Got on top.
Well, wonder what they put in them to make them hold a edge.
Well, I think myself personally that you can sharpen anything if you'll just keep on sharpening it enough.
Yeah.
Now, that knife right there, there ain't no metal in that blade.
Blade anything,
no, you can tell that.
You can't hollow open a letter with that.
No. Now, I'll show you a knife that has got some metal in it. Too much. Because it's dull now.
Yeah.
Because I scrape everything real, cut wires with it and everything else.
Yeah.
I've got three of those.
Gosh.
My uncle.
Wicked one.
Yeah, my uncle had those things. He used to butcher cattle with them.
Yeah.
And you can sharpen that old knife there, and it'll hold the edge a long time. That knife's getting kind of bad shape. See, that's kind of going back.
Yeah, what'd you do to it?
Just worn.
Just broke the spring out of it. It.
It's just worn. I don't think they won't even move.
Yeah, you said.
I never have opened it even since I had it.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a. Look how that blade's shaped.
Yeah. Well, I've got two more that's way in a better shape than this one. I'm thinking about giving Mac Weaver one of them. Because he asked me for one of them. Him and Uncle used to be pretty good buddies, you know. And Mac asked me if he ever done that old big knife he had. And this is the one he had, and I might just hold
it. He and your uncle?
Yeah.
Who's your uncle?
Sammy. That old fella used to stay on the street, had a mustache, you know. You remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a funny acting old fella.
Didn't
really talk much, you know.
He died before he died, did he?
No, he just died here about a year ago. Hadn't been a year ago.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think he did. Now, he knew all these old timey things.
Yeah. Well, you see what they do over there, Faye. They all know everything, but it's kind of hard to get out of them.
You can't get it. Now, I had a knife similar to this one right here.
Oh, look at that little.
Almost a replica. This knife that I sent back from Germany when I was over there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now that thing had good metal in it.
Yeah. lost it.
No, I still got it. I don't know where it's at, but I got it. I gave it to my, I sent it to my daddy. And after he died, my mother gave it to me.
Yeah.
It's not that nice. It's one just like it.
This looks like something that my daddy used to carry.
Oh, yeah. And it's just a little bit larger. And I mean, that thing has metal.
Yeah.
That thing here ain't got no metal. No metal in it at all.
No.
You can tell that.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell it by thumping them.
Sure, it doesn't even sound right.
No. Ain't nothing but tin.